dirty.
Whoops, wait a minute. Who said that?
Turn it around,
inside out, upside down, north, south, east, and west. It's this program that's always the best. Seven after the hour.
You made a rhyme just right on the spot.
Very nice, isn't it,
Rich? Not just a pretty face.
Clever. No, right. He's Nipsey Russell, all wrapped up in a nice Bostonian accent.
Don't tell Thaddeus that I...
That would be an insult.
Yeah. All right, so we have Dr. Jay Kumar here to help us understand our health and well-being mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It's always good to have a fresh voice, a fresh idea. Jay's all excited because...
He watched Touch, as I know you did, the new Kiefer Sutherland show.
Isn't that great? Great.
Awesome show. Last time when we had a conversation last week when I was on your show, we kind of touched upon it. And now that you watched it, I caught the show this weekend as well. And it kind of just like, continues the conversation we had when I was on last week about the nature of consciousness and how the power of human thought is really evolving. And there's a great quote I want to kind of share with you, just something I kind of say to my students, and my, you know, clients and stuff. All limits exist in the mind. And it's in the mind where it can be overcome.
Well, you know what? And to follow up on that in a practical way, not that that isn't practical, but as we share these continuing arguments that people have about being rich or being poor, it's all a mindset. There is not a limitation. Somebody says, oh, well, there's only so much money, so much wealth. No. There is nothing anywhere that limits the power of you to produce something, make something, work on a design that is good for you in terms of a business, some vocation, some way of you moving ahead. There is nothing God or in spiritual language, any place that says there's only there's unlimited amounts of...
It's infinite.
It's as
energy is infinite, it's infinite. So is human potential.
Yeah, it's
I've
just
always said
so silly. People limit themselves or they think this is the way I'm supposed to believe because my mother or my father said. As a study out as well this week, an intelligence study, IQ report on people who are racists or prejudiced people, and you know it's sort of cut from the same cloth here. People are complicated, and humanity is messy. We all are not the same. That's what makes it so interesting to understand people, try to help people move to the next level. Sometimes people don't want to move, and they like the validation that they have of being poor or being sad or being whatever. So those people, you kind of ignore. You go by, you'd like to help, but they don't want to help themselves, and nothing works.
I fire them. I do. Negative people, man. Bring the whole place down.
I know. People who think those thoughts are like their frequency, and so you've got the choice what frequency you want to be resonating on in your own being. And there's a great quote by Albert Einstein. So he says, two things are infinite, the universe and human ignorance.
We just had an example of that earlier on the program. Actually, a couple of different examples. You just see them all the time. You feel them all the time. It's just, it only becomes sad when people perpetuate it. If you want to believe that way, swell. But you pass it on to your children, or you give, these prejudices and this negative thinking that gets inculcated in people's head. This is the way we've always done it. Therefore, it will be the way we continue to do it.
The ultimate creative capacity of who we are as individuals or as a species, you know, it's infinite. Yeah. We are just always, there's an ever-present opportunity for us to grow and expand and evolve and really tap into the infinite creative potential of who we are as individual people, but also as a society. And that's really what, you know, something I advance not only here on your show, but my message, you know, just out to the world.
Well, it just, you look at the common thinking, the common threads to thinking among some people, and they're so invested in it that they don't want anyone to shake it, and they get angry. very upset about people challenging what may be ideas. And the reason they get so angry or upset about it is because they don't really believe it themselves, but they think they're supposed to because somebody else around them that provided them with some kind of security taught them to think that particular way, but they are not comfortable. They can't put their finger on it. And I go back to things like racism and prejudice and stuff that is... why are you attracted to that? Why would you be attracted to thinking those thoughts?
People who resonate on that energy of hatred, bigotry, you know, violence or whatever are still locked, and in these words, locked into a consciousness that sees everything and everyone as separate and different. And what we're really advancing, or what I should say not we, but quantum neuroscience and new advances in science and this TV show Touch that, you know, we alluded to earlier on, are all beginning to shake up the fundamental nature of what reality is. And we've for so long conditioned to believe that we are separate from each other, that we're separate from the planet, we're separate from, you know, the universe.
But that we are all dust.
Is not.
It's, we are it's dust. Just the same that we are. Yeah. We're water and dust.
We're energy. We're energy. Yeah. And so energy cannot be separated or, you know, compartmentalized into, like, you know, or contained. It's just an infinite, you know, field, if you will.
Here's and a nice... Just let me throw something into the mix of the discussion here.
Yeah.
Talking about people and their prejudices, this will be something that I'm betting by the end of the week will become a big... focus of a lot of people. Vanderbilt University, pretty good school, right? Has pretty good reputation.
Tennessee, yep.
There's a group. Vanderbilt's in Memphis, as I recall, right?
Yep,
not
yep,
Nashville,
yep,
Memphis.
Yep.
So anyway, there is a society, one of the groups on campus known as the Christian Legal Society.
Mm.
And this week, Vanderbilt adopted a policy which they say is aimed at banning discrimination. In fact, what they have said to the Christian Legal Society is, you no longer can require that members be Christians. You must allow non-Christians to join and able to be in the organization. The school has abolished a policy that protected the religious association the legal society used to have. Now, frankly, I don't know why there needs to be a Christian Legal Society, but you know what? If they are taking public money and it's a private group, they ought to be able to have in there whoever they want to. Even if it's a stupid choice, people react to it that way. But the fact that we have this, I want people to get along, but there's also this artificial homogenization of our society and whatever. You know, if you have in your consciousness that you think that Christians are the only ones who understand the law, okay, that's fine. But to make someone, to make it available for everybody at the disagreement from those who are running the organization, I don't think that's a smart thing to do. But it just,
no, I think I love the phrase you just used, Doug, with artificial homogenization.
That's a cool
phrase. And really what it says is that we have been so conditioned to categorize ourselves as being, you know, according to our gender or our religious faith or our nationality or our political affiliation. You know, those are all just artificial constructs. Those are all just aspects of human nature that divide us and separate us. And it's not saying that it's bad to identify yourself as being Christian or, you know, or as an American or, you know, or as a woman or as a guy. It's nothing wrong with that, but just don't think that that's the only way that's out, thought or the only way to perceive the world.
Yeah, it is
one lens that you look through the world.
Right, and what we're saying is there are all kinds of lenses, and is really there are some things that definitely are right or wrong that we mostly all can agree on, and then there's a lot of gray areas.
And the one thing which unites, and this is what I really love about the work that I do in my research, also my teaching and in my lectures, is really advancing the common thread that unites us, that unifies us as a species together, rather than focusing on what's...
And there's so many of those things that really do.
So
we are basically all the same. Genome Project.
I mean, 99.9999% of
all the same.
Genomes are the same.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we might have some blue eyes, black eyes, brown eyes, you know, different skin color, when it really comes down to it, even gender differentiation, it's like 0.00001% difference. That's yeah. it. It's nothing.
Conversation with Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out his website, jkumar.com. Always an interesting, stimulating way for us to kind of do a little reconnoiter, and I figure it's good for some time every week. That's why Jay is here. We continue in a few minutes with our overview of the thoughts of the week, things that may be going on in your mind, ways of looking at problems that you have in a different way to hopefully help you solve problems. That's one of the best aspects of these conversations. 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Doug's Good Day. The stories of people's lives unfold here. Very dramatic. This is a very dramatic program. Listen to the drama in Roberta's life and Jennifer's life.
Because you all are such drama queens.
Yeah. And you're just the queen 21 after a good day.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
It's a bell support.
Birthday time on Good Day. It's Thursday, the 2nd of February. So we have...
Which one of these guys is lucky to be alive today?
Yeah. They are, yeah, they're all alive.
Yeah, none of them died.
How well they are. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young recorded Teach Your Children back in the 70s, early 70s, I think, actually. That may have been 1970. Graham Nash... One of the birthday celebrants today happens to be turning 70 today. Happy birthday to him. Born this day, 1942. Ohio, Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes.
He may be the healthiest.
Wasted on the way.
All.
Yeah, right. The rest of them are wasted.
The fact that David Crosby and Neil Young are still walking upright is an amazing thing.
Red Shandings, too, is a Baseball Hall of Famer. Second baseman with the Cardinals. Played for Milwaukee, the New York Giants. Hit 300 or better. During his years, he was a coach also of the Cardinals. Still alive, born in the state 1923.
Uh-huh.
So that makes him, what, 91?
Old.
I think today. Uh-huh. Yeah, God bless him. Also, Liz Smith, the gossip columnist, 91.
Gossiper, yeah.
One of the nastiest people I've ever run up against. She actually pushed me out of a line.
Really?
Because you know who I am, she said to me.
Yeah.
And she wanted to get into something in the White House, I remember.
She said, no, an old broad, that's who
she
you are.
She pushed me out of the way. Next
she
is,
really pulled the do you know who I am?
Yeah,
oh,
right. And she just had a face, she just had a facelift, and I looked at her and said, no, I don't recognize you. Elaine Stritch, Emmy Award-winning actress, was in Law & Order the first few seasons, born in the state 1925. Here's one of the great country acts. Haven't had anything new for a while. I saw them... But the PBS specials have recreated some of the pop country tunes, and these guys are in the show, the Bellamy Brothers. Howard Bellamy, 66 today.
They had something new about 5 years ago. Remember when
they came on the show for an hour with us?
Yeah, was it that long ago?
Yeah, great guys. Man, what a couple of neat guys.
Herb Kaplow, a former reporter for ABC, was born this day, 1927. He's still around. Ross Valori. We can't skip over Brent Spiner, right?
No, we can't skip over Al McKay.
Guitarist for Earth, Wind, and Fire, 64 today. Boogie Woogie Wonderland, remember this song. Brent Spiner was Data on Star Trek.
Great.
But he's been in other, he was in Independence Day. Remember his role in that?
Yes.
Right. Got eaten by the... Then again, he got displaced by the
I
aliens.
I think he did, towards the end, right?
Yeah. All right. Ross Valori, is that how you pronounce
Valori.
His name?
Ross
Valori.
Yeah.
All right. Bass player for Journey, who's crying now, Open Arms, a couple of their big hits.
You know who replaced him as the bass player
63.
For Journey?
I know.
Randy Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Randy. I didn't know he was...
Oh, wait a minute. No, Randy was the original. Was Randy the original?
With Journey?
Randy was the original with Journey. And
this
then
guy
Ross
Valori
came in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
All right. There's a trivia question you can ask him if you ever get on American Idol.
Really?
Christy Brinkley's birthday is today. Born in the state 1954.
Still pretty.
Very pretty. 58. she was married to Billy Joel, and he wrote this song for her.
Yeah.
While they were married.
She was in the video, too.
Yeah. Nice. By all accounts, nice lady. She was in National Lampoon's Vacation.
She was there.
Let's see here. Robert DeLeo, bass player from the Stone Temple Pilots. Birthdays today.
This would be one of my Desert Island songs.
Yeah. The Interstate Love Song.
Yep, great song.
46 today, Mr. DeLeo. Ben Mize, drummer for Counting Crows. 41 today.
This might be another one.
Yeah. Shakira.
Shake them hips, girl.
35.
Hey, don't lie.
Don't lie. Rich Sommer, who's Harry Crane in Mad Men, 34. Today. Michael T. Weiss, the actor, is also, I think, 34 today as well. 28 past on Good Day.
To Kill a Mockingbird and a Very Personal Journey. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Why does he bring you all this stuff?
He's paying me for some legal work I just bought.
Why does he pay you like this?
That's the only way he can. He does have money.
Is he poor?
Yes.
Are we poor?
We are indeed.
Gregory Peck is the small-town lawyer Atticus Finch, and 10-year-old Mary Badham is his daughter Scout in the 1962 classic To Kill a Mockingbird. Universal is releasing a restored 50th anniversary home video edition of the movie, the story of a principled lawyer's defense of a wrongly accused black man. But the real heart of To Kill a Mockingbird is the tender relationship between Atticus and his daughter Scout. 50 years later, Mary Badham remembers Peck not just as a larger-than-life movie star, but as a man who became her friend and role model for the rest of his life.
He became like my other daddy. He was just wonderful. That relationship stayed through the years. I think there is no better representation of what a father should be than Atticus. That ability to command respect from your children through the person that you are.
Atticus, do you think Boo Radley ever really comes and looks in my window at night?
I told you and Jen to leave those poor people alone. I want you to stay away from their house and stop tormenting them.
Yes, sir.
And there was no greater role model in my book than Gregory Peck to portray Atticus Finch. He had an incredible work ethic. He really encouraged us to read and to expand our education and to reach up to be happy and good family and good friends. We learned all that through him, through example. He just was one of the most incredible human beings I've ever met in my life.
Miss Jean DeLee, stand up. Your father's passed.
To Kill a Mockingbird is on DVD and Blu-ray. I'm Bill Newcomb.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com. Spelled BioAge.com. BioAge.com. Or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge. The age of advanced organics.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Good Day program, along with my friends Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Dr. J. Kumar. The story that every once in a while shows up sort of speaks to, this is a summary of the last 10 or 12 minutes of our conversation, in a manner of speaking. At least this helps you perhaps get it from my perspective, and then you guys all throw me under the bus or agree with the story of four people. There was an important job to be done by everybody, and they were sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about this because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody really did what everybody needed to do. They wouldn't do. Ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have a diagram for that?
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I kind of wrap my mind around that. Like, okay. Think about it for a minute.
We have our own things. And yet, yeah. Oftentimes, we blame other people for what doesn't happen to us. It's his fault. I have this last night. I'm working on the barn, needs some electrical work because some of the wiring is screwed up. So I said, to the electrician, the handyman that comes and works on the farm, this is a problem. He said, well, that was Donald. He took it apart. I looked at him and I said, yeah?
Okay.
Well, Donald couldn't fail. Donald doesn't understand how to fix it. You do. What do you care whether we took it apart or not? It doesn't fix it by you telling me what I already know, and really has no bearing on this. We know Donald took it apart because it doesn't work and he couldn't fix it, so you need to fix it. And he spent this for like four days, kept it. Well, Donald, Charles, I'm not blaming you. Fix it. That's all I want you to do. Yeah, but Donald, and I just threw my hands up. But that's what the world is about with some people in it.
Yeah, you know, we can't blame, you know, whenever we go into, like, you know, this attitude of blame or victimization, what it really ultimately does is disempowers you from living to your full potential.
Right. But see, they don't see it that way. They see it as defending them. It's a defense mechanism to empower them to have more power because they don't take the blame.
Yeah. Right. Instead, you know,
controlling the situation, taking control of the situation, and actually having more control.
Yeah. Fixing the blame never fixes the problem.
It all boils down to something we talked about, you know, just earlier in the show, and something we talked to you about earlier in previous programs, is that when you look at the world through this lens of me versus you or us versus them or seeing everything as fragmented and separate, you then are fixed in this blame, victimization mentality, fear, separation. all that kind of stuff. And I know something that's really fascinating. These are ideas that are coming out.
Hold on just a second. These ideas are too good to only get half of them. Something's wrong with our connection with you. So let's pause for a moment, see if we can make a better connection. It's 23 before the hour. Dr. Jay Kumar here with us on Good Day.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
I'm in a state of captivation, got all my fingers shaking, must have been my large Americano, mochaccino, macchiato. Now the family's gone to bed, and that's my favorite time to get some tips on better rates. Cause my State Farm guy answers late, and even when it's not my agent, someone standing by so patient. Getting coverage questions answered helps me to relax. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Hey, good guy on the guitar there. It's 21 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar is here. We check out his website with regularity, jkumar.com. Optimistic, hopeful, fixing problems. You don't fix the problem if you fix the blame. And I just went through a number of different scenarios, and that's why I like Jay, because he always gives you something else to think about. When you've run out of ideas, Jay has the next idea. That's always the way
Very kind of you to say that.
I think that's true. Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't say it. Yeah. All right, so anyway, you have a premise upon which to build a particular train of thought.
Yeah, I did. And so we talked about how stories govern how we think. You know, we've been conditioned to believing the story that we're separate, that we're distinct from each other, and that we can't influence the greater whole. That all is now, that story is being eroded. And the new story, which is being advanced from different fields, from neuroscience to quantum physics, even spiritual thought and philosophy, are beginning to blow away our current understanding of what reality is. And the new perception of reality is that everything is interconnected. Everything exists in a state of wholeness. And there's a nice, you know, for some of you out there, for those of you listening, this kind of might be a difficult concept to understand. And so I'd like to maybe bring it down a little bit by giving you a nice metaphor and analogy. Look at the ocean and the waves. If you go out on the beach or look at the ocean, you'll see that there are different waves. There are... You can think that every wave is distinct, but every wave arises out from the ocean. We have been conditioned into identifying ourselves as the wave. There are 7 billion waves, if you will, on the ocean of on this planet, or of reality. We tend to think of ourselves or identify specifically as the wave or the crest of the wave and see each other as distinct, not recognizing that every single wave arises from a deeper unified ocean. And that's really what is being advanced in quantum physics and neuroscience, is this belief that yes, we live in a world where we perceive ourselves as separate, but if you pull away that illusion of separation, we're all just the ocean.
You know, one of the things that happens and is perpetrated by the news media, among other devices, is how we do separate ourselves, and we don't seem to understand in a more simple way. Remember the concept of the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon? Well, there's a new, you have intrigued me in a scientific way. I didn't used to spend a lot of time looking at a lot of scientific studies. I look at polls, I look at things that I figure will generate conversation on the program, so I'm kind of nosing around in that area. But now I've started looking at some other things, studies about creation, surveys, that kind of thing. And there's a scientific treatise that is out this week that says all that separates you, Richie, you, Jay, you, Roberta, you, Jennifer, you, from any other person in the entire world is 4.47 other people. In other words, there you can get through four people and find in the fifth person somebody who knows someone that with five steps away knows somebody else. And so you're connected to everybody on the planet, and you're not even 6 degrees of separation. It's like less than 5 degrees of separation.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It really is.
It really is. And this is really, again, tying to what I was saying to you earlier. And Roberta, you kind of touched on this. We, before the show began, we are so limited in our consciousness to think of ourselves as being separate and distinct. But looking at the ultimate reality, how the universe really is, there is this deeper, advancement that says we're all connected. The illusion of time is one example of this. We see ourselves as limited to, you know, just past, present, future. This show that we talked about earlier, the show Touch, which is this awesome show, which just came on Fox, is really advancing the story that a whole new evolution in consciousness is happening right here among us on the planet. And in this new evolution of consciousness, this whole new way of looking at the world, we're, as individuals, but also as a collective species, beginning to see the universe existing and abiding in a state of oneness and wholeness, where past, present, future, separation, fragmentation, are all just constructs of our limited way of thinking. And in this show, which I hope you guys catch, if you catch the show,
go to Fox and download it as a previous show. Yeah. You can go to Hulu.
You don't have to download it streams.
It's an awesome show. I'm so psyched that the show is on, because it's really beginning to, maybe explain to people out there in a non-scientific way, in a story, that we're really on the precipice of something phenomenal that's happening on the planet. And, you know, I always say, you know, my joke is the shift just hit the fan.
Right.
And we're really in the shift right now. The shift hit the fan big time, and we're just kind of grokking our way of, like, how this is going to manifest our lives.
Well,
and Roberta, you mentioned this thing about, you know, how you had this idea that past, present, future don't exist. There are so many models coming out from science, especially quantum mechanics, that are really advancing just what Roberta, you and I were talking about earlier, about we see ourselves limited through the lens of our, of just linear time.
Mm-hmm.
Time exists in what we call non-local time. There's no such thing as past, present, future. Everything exists in simultaneity.
I mean, all time exists at the same time is basically what you're saying.
Precisely. Yes, precisely. That's a nice way of saying it. All time exists at the same time. And that's a really difficult concept for, you know, many of you out there maybe to, you know, kind of grasp. But it goes back to the analogy I kind of
said earlier. So for us stupid people, explain that to me.
So the waves in the ocean. The waves exist. When we see ourselves as the waves, that's when we see ourselves as past, present, future, limited, separation. But all the waves arise, evolve out of the unified ocean. And so even though we currently see time or reality as separate from past, present, future, you versus me, us versus them, that is true, that's valid, but it's not the only reality.
It's how we perceive it.
Precisely. It's all
I think I think a good way of looking at it is that we know that there are other light spectrums like ultraviolet light, we can't see it. We know that there are other sound spectrums.
And we can't see lots of things. We can't see most things.
Because our nervous system is made to perceive certain things. And that would also be according to time.
So when I look through a beer bottle and I can see the prism of light and I can see those other light spectrums, if I drink that beer, will that take me to another time in my life?
You know, reality.
Drink more beer. That'll expand your consciousness.
It's the answer to everything.
Dude.
Yeah, and there's a really great video that I posted on my Facebook page, Dr. J. Kumar, which I also linked to the Good Day Show. There's a really cool video called The Illusion of Reality, and really goes into a nice explanation to everything we just talked about.
Yeah, well, there is so much to all of this. That's why we need to expand our mind a little bit at a time. It gets frustrating for some people because it's hard to understand. It challenges beliefs and mores and norms and stuff. But it is what it is, and you don't change what is. You may not like what is, but it doesn't change the fact that it is. That's
right. And as I said earlier on the show, you know, all limits exist in your mind, and it's in your mind where you can begin to dissolve them.
Dr. Jay Kumar here. Check out his website, jkumar.com. There's never enough time for these conversations. They just kind of go on and on. But time is, it may not be.
Time is an illusion.
Time may be an illusion, but we're running out of it.
Whatever the illusion is.
Dr. Jay here on Good Day at 12 before the hour.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
And we're doing what in this case?
This is Roberta Fasanelli, ladies and gentlemen.
Bringing you back to the Queen of Cheap.
Yes.
I was supposed to say that. You were supposed to say that.
No, what's in the Queen of Cheap today, Roberta?
To say. Yes. Okay. We got a new way for you to save money called Mominomics. Mom and Economics, get it? And actually, it's a program from Vitacost.com. And it's a new approach to grocery shopping because it's like a one-stop shopping. But what's really great about it is that you can get up to 50% off on all sorts of stuff. Everything from household essentials, health and beauty products, vitamins, supplements, organic, natural foods. Plus, if you order $49 worth of stuff, they bring it to your door free. So it's a great way to save time and save money. It's from Vitacost.com. Just remember, Mominomics. If you're a mom and you're the CEO of your house, Mominomics. And from Vitacost.com.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alcohol sales up 2.7% so far this year.
I'm doing my part.
Yeah, buddy.
See you. 51 after on Good Day.
has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $1.99 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
12. Super Bowl Sunday, just a few days away. Beware of the scams. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Here we are, second day of February, and yes, it is Groundhog Day. Punxsutawney Phil is in the spotlight, making his weather-oriented prediction, but football fans are more interested in predicting what's going to happen this Sunday, Giants and Patriots, Super Bowl 46. You have two major cities involved here, New York and Boston, with many fans of both teams making lots of Super Bowl-related purchases, and that leads us to this warning from the Better Business Bureau.
We're just telling people right now to be on the alert for knockoff team jerseys, counterfeit memorabilia, and phony game tickets. There's a lot of websites out there that are selling merchandise. You know, everyone's excited about the big game, and that's understandable.
Dan Hendrickson of the Better Business Bureau says an increasing number of these Super Bowl scams involve websites, phony websites, that post merchandise.
You know, then they say, hey, we're open for business, so order a few shirts or order some hats, what have you. Give us your credit card number, and then the bottom line is history is showing some of these websites are fake, and people turn over that information, their credit card information, get nothing for it, and then these scammers have that information and can use it to make other purchases.
And that is what is known as identity theft. Bottom line, says Hendrickson, before making any online purchase, make sure you are dealing with a credible source. Another issue related to the Super Bowl, the strict enforcement applied by the NFL to the words Super Bowl, which is a trademark the NFL owns. That's why so many contests and promotions feature the words the big game, but cannot say Super Bowl. Well, there's a church in suburban Indianapolis, the Plainfield United Methodist Church, that holds something called the Super Bowl Party for Youth. Youth pastor Bob Prush has been told he might get a call or visit from the NFL.
I haven't looked into the fine print, and our little flyer in the hallway says Super Bowl Party. If they object to that, I have no problem changing that.
The church's website also has the Super Bowl 46 logo and the words Super Bowl on its calendar. We'll see if the NFL wants to be a party pooper in this case. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, David Davis for Stone Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Midweek trails are wide open in the western mountains, right in the smooth, easy-to-turn-in patch pattern like at Arapahoe Basin in Colorado. Up over 40 runs open. Monarch checking out 62 trails. They have patch pattern. Pretty much every trail wide open at Monarch. Winter Park continues down 113 runs. While at Telluride, you can cruise about 95% of their mountain over one of the trails with softer patch powder snow. Badger Pass in California now riding on 9 runs. They're skiing from four different lifts at Badger Pass. Eastern resorts keep riding that well-groomed, loose granular, wet granular snow, like at Whiteface in the Adirondacks at 17 miles. Blue Knob in Pennsylvania riding on 20 runs. They have day and night skiing. Stowe in Vermont picked up some fresh snow in the last week. They have over 40 miles of skiing. Get $5 off lift ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A pretty good day on Wall Street. The Dow picking up 83 points yesterday, closing at 12,716. S&P rose by 12. NASDAQ with a 34-point gain. Crude oil prices down 87 cents a barrel, finishing at $97.61. After years of speculation as to when it would happen, Facebook did file paperwork yesterday for an IPO, an initial public offering. The world's biggest social network is hoping to raise $5 billion. Some analysts say the IPO could value Facebook at up to $100 billion. Speaking of billions,
I'm Donald Trump, and this is a special announcement.
Thank you, Donald. He's getting ready to make a major announcement about the presidential election. It'll come later today with speculation Trump is ready to endorse Newt Gingrich. Gosh, that'll be a game changer. And finally, some passings in the news today. Legendary boxing trainer Angelo Dundee has died at the age of 90, suffering a heart attack in Clearwater, Florida. Dundee, best remembered for working with Muhammad Ali. The Hall of Famer also worked with Sugar Ray Leonard and George Foreman during his lengthy career. And from 1971 to 2006, this was one of the coolest shows you could ever watch. Soul Train, the man who created and hosted the show, Don Cornelius, was found dead at his home in Sherman Oaks, California, early yesterday morning. It has been reported Cornelius died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. TMZ.com saying Cornelius had gone through a rough divorce a few years back and was having health issues. As for the dance and music show he'll always be remembered for, Don Cornelius signed off each week with his signature glasses and baritone voice.
You can bet your last money it's all going to be a stone dance, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and as always in parting, we wish you love, peace, and no.
I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow?
Clothes.
Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Sure.